Kindly remain standing while we read the word of the Lord. I take this word of the Lord from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. It says, Jesus calms the storm. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, Let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and a wave broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the storm, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the wave, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and was completely calm. He said to his disciples, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, sir. Dear brothers and sisters, tonight I will share to you on this theme or the topic of storm. The parable that we read just now was indicating a storm, a climatic storm. But that I am going to talk to you today, dear brothers and sisters. It's the other storm that takes us all by surprise. It's not the climatic storm, but it's the storm that attacks us day and night in our life. Now, what is a storm? Just like the climatic storm in our life, we see the storm coming with a force that is so powerful that it destroys everything on its way. It doesn't spare anyone anything. The wind blows, the storm comes, and everything is destroyed in a matter of seconds. Similarly, the storms that come in our life are equally strong and sometimes even more stronger than that. Only this we cannot see it physically. We can experience it, we can see the effects of it, but we cannot see it physically. These storms too, dear brothers and sisters, are powerful elements that come from nowhere. When at least you expect them to come, and they take you by surprise, and they uproot you. They make your life miserable, they turn you upside down, and sometimes for the good, but majority of the time for the bad. Now, what are these storms? How do you classify them? These personal storms that hit each one of us are of different nature. The majority of the ones are a storm of sicknesses. I'm not speaking about a common cough and cold sickness, but I'm speaking about a sickness, a storm of sickness that comes in the form of cancer, AIDS, Parkinson's, and you name it, all the sicknesses that the modern technology, the modern world has got no cure. That's a sickness storm. And it affects majority of the people. So badly that some of them even die. What is the other storm that takes place? A storm in the form of an accident. You are just walking hale and hearty on the road. A car comes, bangs you, boom. And from that time onwards you are crippled. The storm of accident has hit you when you least expected it. What is the other storm that you can have? A financial storm. All through your life you have worked and earned and saved and taken care of your finances in the right way. You have invested in proper places, and suddenly the stock market crashes so badly that whatever you have put in that is finished. All your earnings of your life gone. Your retirement is thrown in the drain. A storm of finance has hit you. How many more storms can there be? Still there are some more. A storm of character assassination. You have lived a good life. You have earned a good reputation. You have done the best, and suddenly some people just destroy you out of nothing. They create tales about you, it's untrue, and the rumors spread like wildfire. The same person who you were respected becomes a laughing stock just because of a few elements who created it. That's a storm of character assassination. And still, there is another storm, dear brothers and sisters. It is a storm of victimization. A little girl, walks down the road. She is attacked by a group of boys and raped. She is a victim. Another young boy goes to the other side. A gang of robbers come and stabs him for the sake of little money. He is a victim of these kinds of circumstances. These are the storms, dear brothers and sisters, there are plenty more, but these are the few of the storms that come regularly in our life. And the common factor in all these storms is that it destroys you. It attacks your mind. It takes off your self-confidence. You are no more a human being. You know, you are a wreck, a mental, complete wreck. Now, what are the truths of a storm? What are the truths of a storm? Number one is, a storm will always come. A storm will always come. Who said so? The Bible says so. God the Father himself said so. That he never said that you will never get a storm in your life, but he always said that whenever you are in storm, I will walk through you if you invite me to do so. Storms will always come. So many a time, we find people just rushing around, people affected by these storms, just rushing around in circles from pillar to post, saying, why me? What has God done to me? See what God has done to me. He has destroyed me. First of all, he or she doesn't even know who sends the storm. God never sends the storm. God allows storms to enter into you, but he never sends them. The storm is always sent by the devil, the evil one. Then you ask this particular person who is going around saying, claiming that God has destroyed me. Ask that person, do you know God? So yeah, of course there is a God. Do you pray to that God? Sometimes. Do you read the word of God? Last year I read it. And then how do you know who is the culprit? Who is the culprit of the storm? You don't know. But God says my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. You don't read the word of God. You don't know, have a relationship with God. And then you blame things that God has not done. So, the first one of the truths of the storm is that the storm will always come into your life. That's what God says. The second truth of a storm is that just like it is true that it comes, in the same way it is true that it stops, it ends. There is always an end to a storm. And that's the good news. Some storms last longer, some storms last smaller, shorter. It all depends also not only on the circumstances, but it depends upon the individual as well. If the individual is grounded in the word of God, the storm can be made shorter. If the individual doesn't do anything, then it will linger. But that truth number two is that storms do have an end. truth number three is that storms never come to you just once in your lifetime. That's another lie. Storms will come and can come to you throughout your lifetime. That's what God says. The moment you finish one storm, God will give you some rest, and another storm will start. A third and fourth, until you have your tenure in this earth is finished, it will be there. Storms will come on a regular basis. Now, storms do not mean that God does not like you. Storms do not mean that God does not love you. Of course, the evil one will prompt and tell you, "Shh, do you know you are suffering this? God is against you. God does not like you anymore because you are a sinner." The evil one will keep on tempting you, but no, that's a lie. That's a lie. Storms does not mean that God is angry with you. Now, do not never take a storm personally. Now, since Adam sinned, storms have begun. The climatic storm as well as personal storm are the effects, are the result of sin. And it will continue till the end of time. Now you will say, dear brother, how is it that the storms still continue when Jesus has already broken the curse? Yes, it's true. Jesus has broken the curse. Galatians 3:13 tells us that he was made a curse on the cross just so that we are set free from the curse. But it is upon the individual, you and me, to take this, to claim this from Jesus in our daily storm. It doesn't come automatically. Automatically, the world is still belonging to the evil one, and there will be storms coming in various forms at various times and different places and in different velocities. But in your power, you can stop the storm, you can minimize the effects of the storm by claiming the victory of Jesus in your life when the storm comes. Now, what do the storms actually mean? Now, when a storm comes into your life, What does it mean? It means that you can combat it. It means that God has given you the ability to fight it. It means that God has given you the power to fight it. Another reason why the storm is good is because it gives you an opportunity to win. Without a storm, there can be no victory. Without a dam, there cannot be a promotion. The same thing holds good. If there were no storm, how would you get a victory? If there were no storms in our lives, things would be so boring. Storms are, although they are difficulties, but they spice up life. They give you, bring you closer to the Lord. They give you a chance to show the ability that God has given you. Now, why do storms come? Why do storms come in our life? There are a few reasons. First of all, storms come into your life because of our disobedience towards God. God has laid down rules, set rules, and the most important of them are the Ten Commandments. When we don't obey the rules of God, we open the door for storms to come into our life. Example, thou shalt not steal is a commandment. Suppose a person is habitually stealing. Right from a young age, he started stealing a small thing, then he started stealing big things. Now he's the director of a company and is stealing big bucks. And one day he's caught, and then he's put in the jail to chuck himself. And then what happens? He thinks, what has he done? Why did that storm come into him? Because he disobeyed God's law. He disobeyed God's law of thou shalt not steal. Take another example. A married person having an affair outside of marriage. Sin enters. This family is destroyed. The spouse separates. Children separate. A result of not obeying God's law of thou shalt not commit adultery. Take another example. The people who do not respect their parents, they put their parents into the aged homes when they can afford it. they are creating or building up a storm for them, because when their time comes, their children will do the same. This storm comes because of act of disobedience, because God said, honor your father and your mother. Now, second way why a storm comes is a storm also comes as a result of obedience to the Lord. Surprising? A storm also comes as a result of obedience to the Lord. The moment we come closer to the Lord, the moment we work in His vineyard, the moment God sets us to win souls, you think the devil will just keep quiet and say, oh, let him do? No. He will throw the storms at you. He will make them come. Storms will come if you do not disobey the God, the Lord. The storms will come if you obey the Lord as well. But there is a difference. When you obey the Lord, you are tuned to the Lord, and you know for sure that the storms are coming for so and so reason. Because Jesus Himself said, I am persecuted, and you also will be persecuted because you follow me. So for my sake, you will be persecuted. It's Jesus' word. So it's not surprising. And the third reason why a storm can come is when you have connections with wrong people. Take an example, you are involved with a drug mafia or an underground don. You are a target for storm, not because what you do, but because of your connections to that person. The storms which are meant for him will definitely affect him, but it also affects you. So these are the three basic reasons why a storm comes. Now, how do you tackle a storm? Storms have come, okay? It will come. But what do you do to tackle a storm? For goodness sake, first of all, do not blame the Lord for any storm. The storm is never sent by God. And that is what the devil will tell you first. Be annoyed with the Lord, because He is the one who sent it. Get angry with the Lord, the devil says. Look at Job. God allowed Job to be tested. What did his wife and his friend say? Curse the Lord and die. But Job, being in tune with the Lord, said no. He praised the Lord in his circumstances. He praised the Lord in his storm, knowing that God was not the one to send the storm. God permitted the evil one to test him, but He was not the one to send the storm. So do not blame God for any storm in your life. Rather, take that an opportunity to come closer to the Lord. In this parable we just read, Jesus is in the boat. He is there close to you. In any storm, Jesus is there. He lives with us through the Holy Spirit. Call out to Jesus. Hold His hand. When Peter was sinking, he said, Lord, save me. And Jesus pulled him. Today, the same thing, when storms hit you, say, cheer me up. And the same Jesus who is yesterday faithful is faithful today. He will pull you up. Guaranteed. So bring your storms to the Lord in prayer. Now, immerse yourself in the Word of God. The Word of God has got clues for everything. It's a secret book which God has given us. Opening up the book, reading it gives you the secret. Not only reading it, not only hearing the Word of God, but living the Word of God is so important. If you hear it, you know what to do, but you don't do it. No point. You lose. The storms will massacre you. But if you use the Word of God and rely on it and work by it and use it, you will overcome storms. The next is, be with genuine believers during times of storm. Be with genuine believers during times of storm. I stress on this word genuine, because in many places, in almost every prayer group of any gathering, there are always wolves among the sheep. There are wolves in the gathering who is disguised as sheep. And their main target is not to help you to pray, but their main target is to gossip about your storm, to spread the news around that this person is suffering from so and so storm. Be careful of such people. Be with those people who will be with you, who will stand by you, who will pray with you, who will lift you up in those times of storm. Be with those people. time for renewal of faith. Faith is what God always rewards. Look at all the miracles taking place in Jesus. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has done this. Your faith has done that. God always rewards faith. And now what is faith? Faith is what you believe even before it happens. You aren't strong, but you believe that God is going to take you out, or already has taken you out of faith, out of that, and you are waiting for that day, you are waiting for that manifestation to take place. That is faith. You are believing so much, you are so much grounded in the word that God, your God, stand by you. He will never allow you to drown. He will take you out and He will put you up there. You are believing that while you are still in the puddle. That is faith. And God rewards that faith. It may take a time, but you keep on claiming it. Lord, I know that you are there. Lord, I know I am in the storm right now, but you have already taken me out. I'm still nose deep, but you have already taken me out, Lord. You have already taken me out, Lord. You have already taken me out, Lord. I thank you, Lord. That is faith. That is faith, believing on what God has said, and then God works. Then God works. Then in the quietness of your prayer life with God, listen to what God says. God speaks in the quietness of your heart. He tells you, son, go this way. Son, avoid that thing. Daughter, do take this path. God always guides you. Listen to God in your quietness with Him. Wait for God's perfect timing. God is never early, He is never too late. He is perfectly on time. It is we who are impatient. We want it now, instantly, but no, God has got His own timing. What does these storms do? These storms make us strong. These storms make us, help us to increase our patience. These storms make us persevere. So there is blessings in these storms, in disguise. So wait for God in His perfect timing. Then execute your authority on this storm. The word of God tells you, Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the tongue, and you shall eat of its fruit. Speak to that storm. Storm, in the name of Jesus, get out. You do not belong to me. I do not belong to you. I belong to my Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Tell that sickness. Get out, sickness, from my body. You are not, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. This is my body, it belongs to the body of Jesus. And you, I tell that sickness, speak sickness. And the sickness will go. Use your authority which God has given you. And the storms will go. Remember that in the midst of a storm, you are more than conquerors. Jesus, in the midst of death, spoke life. When Lazarus was dead 4 days ago, Jesus went and He spoke light. Arise, He told Lazarus. The same power He has given us. We can arise from the dead if we have the faith, if we have the power, and if we have the ability, the strength to do so. So remember that even in the midst of your troubles, you are more than a conqueror. And remember that every storm in your life makes you stronger. Stronger for what? Stronger for the next storm. Stronger for the next storm. I have gone through many storms in my life. One of them was very, very bad. Today, while I'm standing here, I'm still in one more storm, personal storm. And that's why I believe God has given me this message, to give me that boost. But now, I can handle storms much better than what I could do a few years ago. Because I have gone through the storms, and God has always held my hand in those storms. And finally, receive the victory which God gives you, which God 100% gives you after every storm. Smaller the storm, smaller the victory. Greater the storm, greater the victory. You can be rest assured that God will give you the victory if you do all this. If you rely on God, if you trust in Him, if you have faith in Him, one day will come when He will rise you up, and that's your victory. And once He has given you the victory, your next step is to proclaim it, to testify what God has done for you, to help people who are in the same boat as you were, to give them the strength. That is your obligation after that. Now, some will say, what about us, those who have sinned and, brought the storms upon us? God is always a generous God, a forgiving God. He always says, repent and come back to me, I will save you. So today, tonight also, he says, I don't know in what level of whether you are all in any storm or not. Some of you may be fortunate enough to have that no storm period. Some of us may be in that period when the storms are engulfing us. Now is the time to trust in the Lord. Now is the time to understand that God is with us and He will never forsake us. He will never let us down. So shall we just close our eyes? Jesus, our Father, we thank you, Lord, for the storms that have come in our lives and that will come in our lives. We ask you forgiveness, Lord, for the times that we have not trusted you and have done things on our own, Lord. But today, tonight, Lord God, we make it a promise to you, Lord, that from now onwards we will adhere to what your word says. We will listen to you, Lord, and we will rise up and give you the glory at all times. Shall we rise?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Announcement. We thank God for using Brother Neville to lead us in praise and worship and also share the word of God this evening. Let's give God and Brother Neville a mighty clap.
Taking us through storms, Lord God, as if nothing has happened to us, Lord God. And we, children of God, agree and say,
Amen.
Hallelujah.